I want to give you this morning God's church family rules. God had rules. I remember when Hunter was just a little midget baby, and I remember that he would cackle. He said, "I want to go to Papa's." "Why you want to go to Papa's?" "Because Papa doesn't have any rules." Well, Papa was Papa, not Mom and Daddy. And we Papas get by with that, don't we? Grandma, you know, come here. But we do have rules. They just enjoy not breaking them. But God said, "I got rules for you. Like in the old days, here are the rules. The rules is I want you to be sturdy. I want you to be solid. I want you to have a sturdy, solid footing. If you get ready to trip and fall, I will be there. I'm your rock. I'll be there. And I want you to know that. And here's what I command of you, church." See, we're the body of Christ. And Jesus has the right to command us. Here's what I command of you. First of all, stay connected through me. Stay connected through Christ. I don't stay connected with members of the church based on how well we get along with each other intellectually or through our mind, through knowledge, through personalities. Jesus didn't tell me that. He said, "I'm to stay connected. You're to stay connected through Him." Because if we don't stay connected through Jesus, then we will revert back to knowledge and our own way of thinking. And we become angry. Romans 12:5. Christ makes us one body and individuals who are connected to each other. So the connecting force is Jesus. And Jesus said, "I'm the solid rock." Do you see anywhere in Scripture where Jesus relinquished that title? "I am the foundation. I'm the solid rock for you. Stay connected to me, but stay connected together." You got to come to church to be connected to the body. I can get all the religion I need on the radio. Brother Larry, you all broadcast in 130 countries. What's that got to do with it? You'll get the word. But you can't stay connected. It is the body of Christ that makes the difference. What good's the brain if there's no body to carry the brain? What good is the whole body without feet? Each one of us need one another. And each of us together hold on to the solid foundation, Jesus Christ. To the people of Jesus' day, Jesus wasn't very fancy looking. Matter of fact, he wasn't much to look at. The Scripture tells us that. But once you got to know him, did you ever have anybody that way? You don't think you want to be around them, don't think you like them. You're in a prejudge situation. Did you ever do that? And then all of a sudden you meet them. They think, "Wow, I really like that individual." Or you meet them and you realize, you know, "I was right all along. I really don't like them." But then the longer you know them, they grow on you. It takes me a long time to grow on some people. Sometimes they go to the doctor to get it cut off. Think of that. God looks at you and me. And he said, "I want you all together because I want you representing my son." And individually, Larry, you can't do that. You can only partially represent him. But when you join together, you form my body on earth till I return. Jesus is coming back. He's already here in the heart of every believer. He watches us. He's with us, never leaving us. He is our solid rock foundation. And he says, stay connected. Then he tells us, don't fight and quarrel. What's the fun in that? Don't fight and quarrel. Listen to James 4, verses 1 and 2. What causes fights and quarrels? Is James asking the question? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? Whoa. James, a half-brother to Jesus, is saying, why are you blaming everybody else? It's from within you. You're the one that's causing all of that problem in you. You want something, but you don't get it. We are in a generation of Christians, church members, followers of Christ, and have become nothing but children wanting to go back to the milk when they ought to be eating the meat, that solid foundation, not allowing feelings to be hurt. As a pastor, you need to understand something. As a person in ministry, you need to understand something. You give up your right to have feelings. They must be solid, hard. And you take it and let Jesus deal with it. You don't have a right, pastor, to feel that way. But do you know that humanism jumps in there? Y'all ever notice that? You get to praising the Lord, excited, shouting, and all of that. Then all of a sudden, what does Satan throw at you? Human. You have a human thought. Oh, no! You're still in a human body, people. What do we expect? People are going to hurt us. We're going to hurt others. But we must not fight and quarrel. It's against the rules. For the body cannot be split. The body must be solid. One of the greatest questions, most frequent questions asked to a fellow Baptist is this: where do you go to church now? Where do you go to church now? I remember where you went a year ago. Where you go to church now? Well, you know, I just wasn't being fed. Well, you didn't even bring your plate. Well, I just don't feel it. Feel it? I'm saved. I'm saved. My salvation is not based on how I feel. It doesn't matter whether I feel it or not. I know it. Because Jesus made me a promise. Larry, I got you. Woo! He said, I got you. What else do I want? Jesus got me. I'm saved. I don't have time for the foolishness. Especially the foolish fights and quarrels. Then a rule says, oh, this is tough. Forgive each other. Oh. Oh, Lord, I don't even like Randy. Why I got to forgive him? Think of that. Forgive each other. Well, let's listen. Colossians 3:13. You must. Here it is, Brother Randy. You ready? You got to do this for me. You ready? You must make allowance for each other's faults and forgive the person who offends you. Ha! You got to love me. You got to make allowances for your pastor. Because he don't know any better. Because he's still human. And he's going to mess up. And he makes allowances for you. We make allowances for each other. We tell our wives to do that all the time, men. Well, honey, you know how I am. Forgive me. Well, they don't have any choice. Because they knew you weren't an accountant when you married them. When they married you. And they made an account for you then. They made allowances for you then. Yes, but he can't help it. He just got out of the Marine Corps. He's just dumb and does those dumb things. Remember, the scripture says, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Ah, yeah, it feels better, though, when I'm on the other end. That's a problem. Focusing more on feelings than we are on facts. I love to feel good. Every time Brother Randy gets up and starts leading everything, I feel good. It cheers me up on the inside. But the fact is, the feeling makes me feel good from the human standpoint. But it grows me spiritually. I grow spiritual. I love music. I might not be able to sing a lick, but you all are stuck with me in heaven. Now, God may allow me to learn something other than Big Bad John when I get there. But you see, God says, that's who you are. Oh, here's the next rule. You ready for it? Don't be selfish or bitter. Ha! Selfish. Me, 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 me. What's this going to do for me? You know, I love you, but what's this going to do for me? Selfish or bitter. Proverbs 28:25. Selfishness only causes trouble. Selfishness only causes trouble. How many times that you can remember, even, because it's been a multiplicity of times, that you've seen what your own selfishness has done in a relationship. And then you think, oh, I wish I hadn't have been so selfish. Okay, go ask for forgiveness and say, I'm sorry. Well, I can't do that. I'm still mad at him. That's just like telling a parent, don't you dare punish your child when you're angry. Well, if I'm not angry, I'm not going to punish my child. It's in anger is when it comes about. So you wait till you calm down. Well, when I calm down, I'm going to be loving them, not punishing them. Ah, wisdom. You see, Jesus loves me. Well, yeah, but he's angry with you. Show me that in Scripture. Would you do that? I'm saved. Now, Jesus saved me way back at 8 years old. Do you really think he did not know all the dumb stuff I was going to do from 8 to now? And he forgave me then. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Call on me. I love you, Larry. So he's going to be angry with me when he knew that I was going to do it? It's not anger, folks. It's love. Larry, I'm not angry with you. I love you. Fine. You messed up. Get over it. Preach my word. Teach my word. Tell them the truth. Oh, but Lord, I'm not worthy. Oh, that makes me sick too. I'm unworthy. Hear people say that. I'm so unworthy. Yes, you are. And be thankful that the Lord saved you, because you make me sick. Because you see, God saves us during that unworthiness. I am to glorify Him instead of worried about my own selfish feelings. Yeah, He saved me for a purpose. I hope that I'm able to proclaim the Word of God till the very second I die. That happens here right now. I got news for you. I got something solid to hold on to up here. I got something solid to hold on to in my whole existence. I know the rock of my salvation. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. But the rest of the world, there's so many that say he doesn't even exist. I don't care what they say. I know him personally. Oh, you've seen him physically? Don't need to. I know him personally. Have you ever noticed there's a lot more to life than the physical attraction? The older I get, the less I recognize my reflection. And then the older and the older and older I get, the less I like that reflection. But I realize something. I'm in here. Yep. I'm still in here. I can't help it what my vehicle carrying me through this life looks like. Or I could have if I'd started earlier in life. Too late. But I'm in here. And then you go over those battles, but I don't feel any older. You know, I still feel like me. That's a blessing from God. But the greater blessing is this. I got a new ride for you, Larry. A new ride. It put that pickup of yours to shame. I got a body I've glorified for you. I give it to you. Does that sound like God's angry with me or you? I'm waiting for you to welcome you home. I got a feast waiting for you. It's supper time. That's my rules. Hebrews 12:15, look after each other. Watch out that no bitterness takes root among you. For as it springs up, it causes deep trouble, hurting many in their spiritual lives. You know what hurts the children the most? It's not the world, but what they see behind closed doors at home. What they hear. What they witness. It's not the world. I know the world is wicked. I know the world hates my Savior. Therefore, my Savior warns me, because of me, they're going to hate you. I know that. But I know Jesus. And I read the book. And He already won. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Outshines the sun. I noticed they're fixing a spaceship. A ship to go to the sun now. I'm not very bright, but I can tell them it's hot. We want to go to the sun. I'm already connected with the sun. I'll let them go to the other one. Rule summation. Here it is. 1 Peter 3:8. Live in harmony. Doesn't mean I have to sing in harmony, does it, Brother Randy? No. Live as one in harmony, united. Be sympathetic. Love each other. Have compassion. And be humble. Now, I know that every man in this church is humble. Every one of you has told me that time and time again. How humble and sweet you are. As I watch your wives roll their eyes and make faces. Be humble. What does that mean? You humbled yourself before your Savior. Do you know that I am not commanded that I have to humble myself before man? No. No. Now, I'll die because I won't. But you see, Jesus says, you humbled yourself before me. But do you know what that is saying to Jesus? Get them, Lord, because I can't handle them. Be humble. Trust me. And when I trust Jesus, my enemies are in a lot of trouble. When I try to do it myself, I lose every time. But I don't hesitate anymore. I'll tell Jesus on you in a heartbeat. That way He works it out the right way. Because Jesus loves me. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we praise Your holy name, giving You thanks for all that exists around us. And Father, such praise for all that is within us. Thank You for being our solid rock. Thank You for being the unshakable foundation. I ask now, Heavenly Father, as You touch our life, You will touch us in the way that only You can through Your Son. Oh, Father, thank You for the peace and the joy. We ask that blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.